Yeah, normally if someone says to us we are ignorant, we find it is an insult and we get upset and depressed and frustrated. But our main problem actually is that we even do not recognize that we are ignorant. And because we do not recognize it, we do not acknowledge it, we don't do anything against. From one point of view, we human beings are so intelligent. That's what we always think. I'm beautiful, clever, fit, intelligent. That's it, full stop. That's me. That's what we normally think. Yeah, we think we are very intelligent. And we are very intelligent in destroying others, harming others, putting the whole world upside down. Very intelligent. We're good at that. From another point of view, we are so stupid. They're Geshe-la's words, not mine. We are so stupid. So I think we need to really develop humility and faith in Buddha's words and understand I need to apply effort to recognize, reduce, and finally get rid of my ignorance completely. But again, the ability or the effectiveness of this development depends upon believing what Buddha is saying, faith. It depends upon our virtue or our merit. It depends if we purify our obstacles and hindrances. And it depends if we really receive powerful blessings through the practice of Guru Yoga. So we could say in reality, the effectiveness of any realization, this is what Geshe-la is saying in Mirror of Dharma, yeah, depends upon the potentiality to gain this realization. So how do we gain this potentiality? Main practice, Guru Yoga. We come to this practice. So we can understand these things through reading many books and listen to teachings. Human beings have this opportunity, animals not. We human beings have this opportunity, but we still do not know what ignorance is and how to abandon it, and so forth. So this, we can understand why Venerable Geshe-la said, and in particular, we need to teach people how to destroy their ignorance. And first we start to recognize our own ignorance, our grasping, believing that the things we normally see do exist. We have to recognize it when our mind becomes tight immediately. And use teachings like the wonderful simple methods Venerable Geshe-la is giving us. You know, like how to transform your life, page 11. The things that I normally see in dreams do not exist. It's a very powerful opponent. This proves that the things I normally see while awake do not exist. Since both of these things are equally mistaken appearance, I will never grasp at the things that I normally see, but just be satisfied with their mere name. By doing this, I will liberate myself permanently from the suffering of this life, countless future lives. I will be able to benefit each and every living being every day. So we can memorize and contemplate these words over and over again in our daily life, or just a part. I will never grasp at the things that I normally see. You know, we have so many practical methods in which we can fight our ignorance on a daily basis, but we have to apply it. We have to make the determination to understand it. And he also said, not knowing, for example, how to use a computer is not ignorance. This doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to use a computer. I don't know if everybody would agree. But from a Western point of view, this is not ignorance. Maybe it's a disadvantage to get a job, but it is not ignorance. There's nothing wrong with this, he said. And he also said, actually, it's quite good that I don't know computer. So therefore, I'm much less distracted and I can concentrate on my spiritual training, on my spiritual practice.